What is up, all my party people? If you are hearing my voice right now, you are listening to your favorite cousin. I know I'm your favorite. You ain't got to tell nobody. It is your favorite cousin, Lady Painted 90 on TikTok, or also Lady Painted _MUA on the gram. You know what I'm talking about? Welcome to the Ask Your Cousin podcast. We are live right now on TikTok. That's right, with all our cousins watching and enjoying everything. Give yourselves a round of applause. The claws got cut, so it's a little bit, not as robust as it was before. So let's really get into our topic of the day. When your mental is a little mental. Great subject point, right? I don't know if anybody else has felt this, where you get this overwhelming feeling of just feeling overwhelmed. And it just seems like there's so much going on in the world. There's so much going on in your personal life. Just everything, it seems like it's never enough hours in a day. And there's never enough time to take in what's going on around you. And I say that because today was a day for me, and I'm thinking I had to go to work today and everything else. Didn't realize I was even off. That's how mental my mental was, because I say that as a play on words, because your mental, you're aware of yourself mentally, right? Right. And you know that you're existing in the moment that you're existing in. Or at least I hope we all know that, right? And next thing you know, when you're aware that you're not okay, that's a whole different step in your mental. And I think what people fail to realize, when you have actually gotten into a place of your life where you are actually been in your healing stage of life, and where you have dealt with your traumas, dealt with other people's traumas that they've placed on you and allowed you to take them off of yourself, your mental will go mental. And when you have your days, because here's the thing, this is what irritates me with people when they want to talk about the spiritual healing journey or this great vast thing that you get on in life, right? People act like when you go through a healing phase that you're still not gonna have bad days. If you're listening to this, they lied, okay? Let me tell you something, there's gonna always be a day, if not more than one, that is going to try you in ways that you didn't even think feasible. If you got kids, they're trying your ass every hour. If you have a spouse, they're trying you just for existing, okay? So thank God I only got one of those. I ain't got the kids. No offense, fuck them kids. But anyway, the point of what I'm saying is, what do you do when your mental is a little mental? And what I mean by that is when you're aware that you're not okay. And I think that is a powerful thing, when you are aware of yourself and when you are aware that you're not having a good day and you're not okay, because that means that you can handle yourself differently and you can handle other people around you differently. What I think is, good morning to everybody that's tuning in. Keep in mind, if you're listening to the podcast right now, we are live on the Tickety of the Takis. Okay. Feel free to also find your girl there on Lady Painted 90 on TikTok if you're listening to the podcast. Now, also, those of you guys that are watching me right now live doing the Ask Your Cousin podcast, make sure you find the podcast, okay? It is available, of course, on Spotify, also Apple Podcasts, and also Amazon Music, okay? We out here doing the things. We trying to, anyway. But back on the subject matter at hand, I think it is very powerful when you are aware of yourself and you are aware that you're not having a good day. And the reason why I say that, right? Because when you are Amazon, honey, somebody shouted me out for my glasses, you know what I'm talking about? I think it's powerful when you are aware that you are not in your best space, because of the fact that you can care for yourself a little bit differently compared to everybody else. See, here's the problem that I had when I wasn't healed. I expected for people to be gentle with me, and I wasn't being gentle with me when I was not in my healed space, right? I was expecting other people to do the work that I was trying to do that should have been done by me in order for me to care for myself. And here's the problem with that. And this is for anybody else that is in that phase of Captain Save-A-Ho, as I like to call it. And I'm going to be frank, because y'all know I'm your cousin. I'm always keeping a buck with you. You can't expect people to care for you the same way that you want to be cared for, because they're not you. And what I want you to understand, I'm not saying, hear me out when I say this, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have people care for you in a respectful manner. What I'm saying is, you need to be aware that people can't read your mind. People are not going to know what you need like you do. That is what I'm saying. And what I'm telling you is, if you don't take anything else from this, realize when you're not okay, so you know how to care for yourself and you know how to tread, or people can tread lightly when you let somebody know that you're not okay. It's nothing worse than you taking out your frustrations on your angers on somebody that has no idea what's going on with you. And unfortunately, a lot of times we hurt people in the process of us being hurt. That's where it gets from the saying of hurt people, which I used to hate that saying. Hate that saying so much, but it made a lot of sense when you stopped and really think about it. Because when you're in a bad state of mind, when your head is messed up, you feel discombobulated, you're all over the place, right? And you're not in a healed space, you will literally just kind of like almost break people in the process while they're just trying to find out what's wrong with you. You have no fucking clue that you're not having a good day. You don't know why you feel the way that you feel. You don't realize that you're not okay because people have programmed you to believe that not being okay is wrong. And I want people to understand something else, more than importantly, everything else. Mental health days are necessary in order to continue to function. It's not enough just to function enough for somebody else. You want to be able to function at a capacity that's good enough for you. Not for somebody else. Fuck the job, okay? Fuck the job. It's going to be there. Fuck the family. They'll be there if they love you. And fuck the friends. They're going to be there if they love you too. But if you make a fucked up decision and you decide to either, AKA, take your life, or, you know, do something that's very harmful to yourself, that's only affecting you. Now, I know a lot of times they say that those things affect the people around you. And I think that's selfish, or I think that's, how can I say this? I think that's wrong to put so much pressure on a person to make them so concerned about everybody else's well-being when your well-being is fucked up. Let's talk about it, shall we? So people fail to realize, people that usually are not in a good state of mind that actually decide to unalive themselves. I'm going to try to be careful with my wording since I am live on TikTok right now. People will say that was so selfish of them. And I'm like, how can you say that of a person that was hurting so badly inside that the only reason why they were still even here was because of you? The family members, the friends, the teachers, the coworkers, they were sticking on this earth that felt so overwhelming, overbearing, felt so unloved, all these different things. They were sticking it out for fucking you. And now you feel betrayed because they finally made a decision for themselves. Now, this is not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that that is the right thing to do. Hear me when I say this. What I'm saying is, people sometimes, and this is how you kind of can tell the type of people that you have around you. When you tell a person, hey, I can't do this for you today because I'm not okay. I need to try to work on me right now. And they be like, oh, you're so selfish. You just da 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 da. That get the hell away from them. Get away from them. Especially if this is a type of person where every time you call, they call and you come running, or every time they need something, or every time you're that person is always there. If they can't give you a damn day, you don't need to give them anything. And I mean this wholeheartedly. I don't care if they're related to you. I don't care who they are to you. If they can't give you a day to try to get yourself together, get your mental right, whatever the case might be. Now, here's the only time that people are not going to understand that. Children understand from a child's point of view. So when you are a parent and you're telling a child, hey, mommy or daddy needs time right now, kids don't have a real perception of those things, because they understand you when you're always having a good day, because we have to put on that facade as parents. I'm not a parent, but like I say again, fuck them kids. But no, it's the truth. That is the only time that you have to be a little bit lenient when it's actually when you're not having a good day. It's when it comes with kids, because again, kids are thinking from a child mentality. So therefore, they don't have any understanding that mom and dad is not okay, that mom is ready to have a mental breakdown and fall out on the middle of the floor while making you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Yes, I probably told somebody's day right now. But what I'm saying is, anybody else outside of a child should be able to understand, because they have had days where they didn't know how they were doing it. And here's the problem, though. Your struggle is not my struggle, and my struggle is not your struggle. Let me further iterate. People will think, just because that they were able to overcome this, they were able to overcome that, that you should be able to get up and do everything. Well, I just had to deal with this and I just had to deal with that and I'm still going to work. I'm still doing this and I'm still doing that. Why can't they? That's so messed up. And the fact of the matter is that people expect you to function at the same capacity that they function at is selfish as hell. And that is going into the conversation of sometimes when you deal with a narcissist. Let me give you a story real quick, right? So me and my partner, we've been together now for almost a year and a half, right? And one thing that really grinded my gears about my relationship was when we first started dating, and I was very hesitant on my mother meeting him because, of course, being a product of a narcissist, knowing their, let me tell you something. This is going off the subject of the main subject, but it still kind of ties into the subject. If you feel like you're going crazy having a conversation with a person, it's not you. Nine times out of 10, it's them. Let me give you an example. Most of the times, narcissists will literally gaslight the shit out of you and make you feel like you're crazy for even bringing the subject up. And literally, narcissists lack the ability for accountability. So if you are sitting up here trying to show a person, tell a person, and giving examples of why their ass is wrong and they still don't see why they're wrong, baby, go the other direction. Save your air, your breath, save all of that. Because guess what? You're not going to get anywhere. Let me continue with the story. So the other day, right, I'm at my mom's house. This is right after I came off of vacation. You know, all this stuff like that. I had to go by my mom's and drop off she let me borrow some of her luggage and like a cooler, right? Because we had a 12-hour drive. Went to Georgia. The part of Georgia we went to was 12 hours. Okay. So watch this. I go in. I even brought them souvenirs. Okay, cool, right? I give them the souvenirs. They're like, oh, okay, cool. It was a little lackluster, you know, reaction. That's fine. I've had to learn that everybody's not going to react like you do for giving somebody something. It's cool. But this is what got me, right? So in the living room, there's a big light, right? Above the, you know, most living rooms have like a central point of light, right? Well, that light had been out for my mom for a little while. And she said it once and never said anything else again. So my partner, he's a 6'2 guy, big guy, whatever. And so she was like, well, do you think he can still change the light out for me? And I'm just like, yeah, of course he can take care of that. That's no problem. Let me call him. And I call him. I say, hey, babe, you're off tomorrow because you got a doctor's appointment. Do you think you can swing by my mom's house and change this light out? And he was like, yeah, no problem. Now you're thinking, Aria, where's the turn? This is where the turn happens. So all of a sudden, you know, we're talking about life, everything else, of course, which is never usually a good direction of conversation to go with a narcissist. If you talk about situations of life, somehow the past is going to come up. Something that either you have not done or something that you, some person that you're affiliated with has not done or whatever the case might be. Hence where the conversation went sideways, right? So when me and my partner first got together, he was not working at the time. I wasn't worried about that. I look at people on their character, not what they have. And it's fine. Now he has a full-time job, everything else, all that jazz, right? Right. So my partner has not necessarily had the greatest opportunities in life happen for him. A lot of stuff has taken place and, you know, different things and all that stuff like that, right? Cool. And so at the time, he needed clothes. Right. And so we were working on those things. He would do little odd jobs here and there until he found something steady. And so my mom, being my mom, and again, being a narcissist, this is where you're going to be like, oh, shit, that makes sense. Narcissists will do things that seem like it's coming from a kind place. They're only doing it so you owe them something. It's always a give and take with narcissists. So a lot of times when you think that that parent, that lover, that friend is doing something out of the kindness of their heart, they're doing it so that way you'll be indebted to them. And then what happens, you'll realize later on, they'll bring it back up what they did for you. And that's exactly what my mom did. So my mom brought up the fact that she had done something for my partner and she tried to say that he didn't uphold his end of the bargain. Even yet still that she was in the wrong, right? So they had made a bargain. She had bought him let us go down there and pick up some clothes and stuff like that, like at a store. She paid for it. So all she wanted was her grass cut. My partner said, no problem. Keep in mind, this was like a year ago, right? This has been over a year ago. And somehow we still had this subject matter come up. So next thing you know, I'm looking at her like, okay, you know what? I'm going to burst your bubble real quick. I said, you want to put fault and accountability on us, even though I stood there and I watched you make this agreement with him and you told us, I'll let you know. Now, here's my thing. Tell me if I'm wrong for how I'm looking at this, right? If a person tells you, I'm going to contact you and let you know when I want you to do something, are you going to keep calling that person? Are you going to call them or something like that in order to find out when you need to do it? No, because why? That person told you, hey, I'll let you know when I need it. I'll let you know when I want you to do it, right? Right. And so she turned around and tried to flip it on us and said, well, y'all know the grass needed to be cut. Baby, I don't live with you. How am I supposed to know that? How am I supposed to know when you want to cut your grass or when the grass needs to be cut? I don't live with you. So I'm not monitoring your grass. It's not like I'm taking a ruler out there in the yard and be like, yep, looking like that grass needs to get cut. No, I don't even live with you. I live on the other side of town. And so she literally blew up at us at the time that this incident occurred and said, well, why should I have to call y'all? Y'all should call me. I had to have a moment of silence for how stupid that sounded because, wait a minute, let me get this straight. The same person that made an arrangement, keep in mind now, this arrangement was not with me. This arrangement was with my partner. I told them when they were doing this, I want nothing to do with this because I know how my mother is. My partner knew how my mother is, but he was still trying to give her the benefit of the doubt. That's what people do. People always are going to try to give somebody the benefit of the doubt for the situation, right? Okay, great. So now we continue. So the next thing, you know, I think like a week or two went by. He even asked me, he's like, hey, babe, when do you think your mom wants me to come cut the grass? And what's up, Joshy? Hey, boo-boo. And I'm like, well, she said she was going to call us. He's like, yeah, you're right. She did say she's going to call us and let us know. Okay, cool. So of course, we're still trying to live life. He's trying to find work. So he's stressed about that. He sees me having to take care of a lot of things that he wants to help on. He's trying to find odd jobs, whatever it is, right? Because at the time, the job market here in my city, you know what I'm talking about? It was a little crazy. But the point of the matter is, the same conversation that took place over a year ago came up 2 days ago, and she still tried to put the blame on us, even though I literally trumped her and I said, you know what's so crazy to me is the fact that you did not uphold your, I did uphold my whole end of the bargain. I bought him the stuff and Dada, I said, but did you call? I did. No. Did you call? You know what I'm saying? Like, did you call? And she said, well, I shouldn't have to call you. You guys should have called me. And I'm thinking to myself, the same person, because the first, when they first made this initial agreement, he asked her, when would you like me to come cut the grass? And she said, don't, well, I just recently cut it. It'll, you know, probably need to get cut in a little bit. And I'll just let you know. I'm not sure just yet. I'll let you know. I'll call y'all. And back to the main point of the subject matter. You continued in the midst of that conversation. My mother continued to try to place the blame on us for something that she lacked or failed to do and forgot herself to do. So when it came time for her to cut the grass again, she completely forgot. Now, she didn't forget the action that she did for him. And that's the reality of it. She didn't forget about that, but she turned right around and tried to blame us for something that wasn't necessarily our fault because of her lack of actions by not doing what she said she was going to do, which was call. And me being me, I'm working. I got stuff going on, projects I was working on, different stuff that I'm trying to do. I can't keep up with everything for you and keep up with everything for me. It's not my job. I'm just going to be real with you. At the end of the day, it is not your job to keep up or maintain something for other people. And that's the reality of it. So it's not my job to keep up with that. Cause guess what? I was out of the arrangement. So why would you bring this back up to me? And I didn't make the arrangement. I was standing in the parking lot. So this has nothing to do with me. Y'all chose to make this agreement or arrangement amongst yourselves. And so what's so crazy, even despite the fact that she acted like she did, like a complete ass, might I add, and acted a complete shucky ducky fool, he still, every time something would happen, he would still come over there and try to help and do whatever he could to make sure that my mom was good. Even with the light that he changed out the other day. Now, he doesn't know that me and her had this conversation, because me being me, why would I bring up old drama? And the way I feel about it, just because she wants to live in the past, I don't have to live there with her. Okay. And so that goes on to saying back in the conversation where you got to protect your mental, even when you feel a little mental. And what I'm saying about that is when you are aware of yourself and you know you're not having a good day, you know you're not in the best state of mind or whatever the case might be, don't let anybody add more baggage than you're already carrying. Ooh, the profoundness of what I just said. Some people will try to tag on to your taxi and it's a one-way trip. At the end of the day, there is no more room, no more room in this trunk for me to add on any more baggage than I'm already carrying. It's not my job to literally drag on anything else that you're trying to add on to me. I'm not going to do it. And so at the end of the day, my mind was already in another place. I know I already had a lot going on. Like I said, again, dealing with my partner and the medical stuff that he's got going on, work life, you know, business life, all these different things that I'm having going on that I'm trying to juggle. And you want me to rehab a conversation with you about something that happened a year ago? Not going to do it. And so, you know what I did and what narcissists hate the most is when you end the conversation. And when you decide to make the conscious decision, I'm done with this conversation. You can keep talking about it. I'm done. Hey, whatever you choose to do with it, that's your prerogative. It's not mine. And so that's what really kills them, is when they no longer can control the narrative. And that's the same thing that you have to do with people in general. And overall, people will try to control the narration of your life. It's your life. You have a right to live it. You have a right to do what you feel like is best for you. And you have a right to protect your peace and your mental. And that's the reason why I say that it has been the most beautiful thing for me in my process of my healing, especially when I have my bad days. Because like I say again, even though you are on a healing journey, every day is not gonna be a good day. Okay. I can't stress this enough. People think that when they become aware of themselves, it's like this unknown thing unlocks and everything becomes perfect. No, the fuck it doesn't. I'm telling you right now, I'm in the best mental state of mind that I've ever been in my life. Right. But I'm still having some struggles in life. Of course, financial stability, wanting certain things to happen in a time frame that I want compared to what life may be letting it happen. And the reality of it is, you have control over what you choose to take in and what you can choose to deal with. And the ground thing is about it, if you don't want to deal with your job today, or if you don't want to deal with certain aspects of things like certain people or whatever it is, that doesn't make you a bad person because you need space. And I can't stress that enough. Today, literally, I was literally just at my wit's end. I took my hair out. I had braids in. I was just like, I was looking at those and I was like, I'm over it. I literally went in the bathroom, kept looking at it. I was like, I'm over this hairstyle. I'm just done. And I was just like, I don't know what it is. I said I was going to keep it in a little bit longer. Nope, I'm done. And what's so crazy is a lot of times people don't understand when you are in your phase of that day where you're just like, eh, you know what I'm saying? Like that just eh moment about everything. And so you don't want to deal with it. You don't want to deal with this. You don't want to deal with that. And I say, carpe diem, don't. It is perfectly fine to say, I'll deal with that tomorrow. That doesn't make you lazy. That doesn't make you contrived. It doesn't do any of those things. And what kills me is when people try to put their narrative of how they perceive themselves off to somebody else. Just because you feel like you're lazy because you choose not to do anything today, that is your problem, not my problem. I'm choosing not to do anything outside that I want to do because I know that I mentally need a day for myself. I need a mental health day. And some people would be like, well, didn't you just come off vacation? I'm an Aquarius. I need personal space. I'm not going to deny that. I'm not going to hide it. It's the truth. I have my days where I physically don't want to be around anybody. Literally. I want people to understand that that is perfectly okay when you have your days that you don't want to be physically around anybody. You can have a conversation over the phone, maybe. You can even video face sometimes, FaceTime somebody, whatever it is. But when you physically just want to be able to shut it all off and just be to yourself, There's nothing wrong with that. Also, too, as well, that does not make you love anybody in your life any less just because you want to get away from them for a little bit. That's perfectly fine. And what I'm saying is, I have to explain this to my partner. I want people to understand something. Just because you end up in a relationship, and the relationship can be healthy, it can be happy, it can be beautiful, that does not mean that you guys don't need space individually as individuals. See what I just said? So what I'm saying again, and I'm going to say it again, you can be in a healthy relationship and love the person that you're with. It doesn't mean that you still don't individually need space as individuals. People sometimes get it mixed up when they see you get into a relationship and you're actually in a good, healthy space. You still need space and time to yourself to decompress, just dissect everything that you've been dealing with, understand yourself in that moment, and just kind of have that time to kind of recharge yourself. Because it does take a lot out of you always being connected to a person. Your energies are bouncing off each other. Your feelings are bouncing off each other. There's a lot of emotions a lot of times that you feel or that you're dealing with when you're dealing with another individual outside of yourself. And people will make you think that once you get into a certain sector of life with a partner or a person or marriage or whatever you want to, you know, whatever you're in, that everything has to always be about you guys 24/7. That's not healthy. It's not even realistic. It's not even real. And that will make your mental even more mental. And I need you to understand something. And if your partner doesn't understand it, let me tell you something. Ladies, I'm going to say this again. Because most guys, if they're a good guy, they don't give a shit. They do not care. If you want to go off and walk around Ulta for an hour, walk around Target for an hour, 2 hours, they don't care. Ladies, we have to stop putting so much on guys just because they want to go with their guys and maybe go to the pool hall. I don't know, go to a strip club. There are a lot of women that are very, I'm not going to say all women, but a lot of women that are very self-conscious because maybe their guy, they don't under, here's the thing. Being a woman that grew up a tomboy and became a girly girl literally seems like overnight for me after all the years, but it's the truth. I hung around nothing but guys growing up because I didn't actually feel comfortable in my body as a woman because I just didn't necessarily have the best examples of being a woman per se, especially a woman in my size. All the women in my family were a little bit smaller than me. So it was always awkward for me because, you know, I always felt like the awkward, ugly duckling, if that makes sense. But anyway, here's the thing. With men, simple. Give them a space to just have something preoccupy their time, food, and a little bit of conversation, they're fine. And that's the reason why strip club for them, great. They don't have to talk to the girl. She's dancing. She's doing her thug dizzle. They don't really have to talk to their homeboys. They're preoccupied. It's great. Cool. That's cool. And realistically, they don't have to think about anything. It's done. It's whatever. Their whole mind is just completely, you know, off the whole, off everything. And you'll have some women that be like, why would you need to go there when you have me? It's not even about you. It's not. It's not about you. It's not even sometimes, in most cases, about the other women. It's not because they're less attracted to you or they feel more attracted to the women that they're watching or whatever it is. It's not even about that. It's about having that moment to just not give a shit and just not be worried about anything. Be in that moment and just like, eh, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And for me, that sometimes is for me sitting on the couch, having a cup of coffee, and watching cheesy ass reality TV. Yes, I said it. I am guilty. I do enjoy a good cheesy reality TV show. Not gonna lie. I really do. I love it. I just can't get enough of it. Especially because of the fact that for once it's somebody else on, you know, on the books of everything outside of myself. So what's up, babe? Hey, honey. If you guys are still tuning in on the podcast, of course, right now we are live on TikTok. Of course, you can find your cousin on TikTok at LadyPainted90. Of course, also as well on the gram, LadyPainted_MUA. I'm hoping you guys are enjoying yourself because I am definitely enjoying myself as well. But really, overall, again, and everything, when your mental is a little mental and you say to yourself, what do I do? And I think a lot of times we think that we have to find things to stimulate ourselves to make ourselves happy again. And what I really learned in the midst of everything that I've gone through, especially getting to this journey of healing, sometimes it's best to let yourself be. Ooh, I know that was scary. I know that was scary because we become programmed to think that we have to figure it out and make ourselves happy again, or figure it out and make ourselves just somewhat somebody that can deal with everything again. No, the fuck you don't. You can be a hot ass mess for a couple of hours. It's okay. It's perfectly fine. It's normal. That doesn't make you crazy. It doesn't make you insane. It doesn't do any of those things. It allows you to have your moment. And the most powerful thing ever, that when you're having your moment, if you just let yourself cry, when I tell you that you relieve so much frustration, so much animosity, so much angst, so much, you know, anxiety, you relieve so much of that when you allow yourself to just be in that moment. And when you allow yourself to just feel whatever you're feeling, if you gotta scream, if you gotta cry, whatever it is, allow your mental to be a little mental. And what's so crazy to me, and like I say again, it took me many, many, many years to learn this. Because again, when you grow up in a household with somebody that's a narcissist and lacks, you know, emotional maturity, they will make you think that you have to look like a certain type of okay every day. That shit is dangerously unhealthy. Overly positive, basically, how can I say this? Overly positive activity can actually be very toxic. It's basically called, I forgot what it's called, but it's like basically like there's such thing as positive toxicity, basically, where a person is so positive that they're unreal to the reality that sometimes you're gonna have a shit day. And that's the reason why I like transparent moments like this. I like talking to people when I'm not okay, because at the end of the day, you understand that there's a difference between the two. I'm not gonna always be cheerful. And positive toxicity is a thing, and where it's a person that they're so overtly positive all the time that it's not genuine and it's not real, and it makes you deassociate with the reality of what's going on with you. And a lot of times it makes you hide the fact that you're not okay. And what I need people to understand, that you have to find balance. There's such thing as good and bad, good and evil, whatever you want to call it, the light and the dark. Those things are necessary in order to have yourself balanced. And so what I'm saying is, if you have too much of one thing, it can be a bad thing. And so in the grand scheme of things, I'm not saying that you just need to be a pessimist and be like, oh my God, my life will never get better. No. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, when you feel a hot mess, allow yourself to be a hot mess. And you don't necessarily have to let yourself go ahead and be okay right then and there. And that's the problem with positive toxicity. It's positive. Being overtly positive will make you realize that you will basically ignore some of the issues that are going on, because you're just like, nope, I can get over it. I'm okay. I'm perfectly fine. Everything is great. Everything is wonderful. My life is magical. Do you hear how draining that sounds to be like that? And people literally, because they were so used to always seeing me in an okay light, thought that I was always okay, because that's what I portrayed. It was a false narrative. I was literally in this bubble in my mind, thinking that I had to look like I always had my shit together, when you don't have to. It's not realistic. It's just not. You're a human being. You're going to go through good days. You're going to go through bad days. You're going to be happy some days. Some days you'll be a little bit in between. You're like, you're not really happy. You're not really sad. You're just here. And that is okay. And that's normal. But you'll have some people that'll make you feel like you're not normal just because you can't function today. They'll be like, well, shit, you got responsibilities. You ain't got time to not function. Fuck all of that. Who told you that? And then it'd be like, so that's why you're fucked up, because you're not even dealing with your own problems. You're sitting up here acting like everything is okay when it's not, when you're ready to put your head in a wall and bang your head through the wall. Like, literally, because you are over damn whelmed. You're overstimulated because every time you turn around, there's a fucking shooting going on. Every time you turn around, the price of food, goods, just having a fucking roof over your head is high as hell. You're literally not even sure if you're doing the right thing as a person or as a parent. So you question everything that you're doing. Then you have to pretend and act like you know everything that you're doing, even though you fucking don't. And the reality of it is you got to pretend like everything is okay when it's really not. That's not okay. Okay? What I'm telling you is you will have a better peace of mind. You will have a better way of life if you just allow yourself to just scream. Right now, if you're listening to this podcast, if you're watching this right now on TikTok Live, hey, scream it out. Have a good old moment and just scream, you know, and just let it all out. Because I don't care if you got to go out in an empty field and do what you got to do. Do what you got to do to make yourself feel better. And the reality is you're not making yourself feel better just so you can function for others. You just want to make yourself feel better so you feel back at a balanced normalcy for yourself. And that's what's important. And that's the reason why I realized that there's going to be another job. There's going to be another situation. There's going to always be something else going on. So right now in this moment, I owe it to myself to take care of me. Because I can't do shit for anybody else if I'm not okay. And that's the reality. And I'm still a work in progress, okay? I'm not perfect. I don't have all the answers. There are still some days where I put so much pressure on myself to either always be on time or always do this or always do that. Or I question, like even recently, let's talk about it, right? So because I've been on social media now for, let's say, about a little over 2 years, by almost 2.5 years now, and I keep asking and asking myself, what am I doing wrong? Where it just seems like nothing is necessarily going in a direction to where I can do what I love full time and feel less burdened by having to juggle and balance both. Because I don't think people really realize it. Shout out to all my influencers that are still having to juggle a full-time job and still trying to do and make their dreams happen. Shout out to you guys, because I know we out here trying to do what we do. Shout out to you. And it's not even if you're, it's not even something of being an influencer. Let's say you're even just, let's take it down a notch. Let's say you're somebody that is trying to achieve a bigger dream, but you still have to work a full-time job and you're trying to go to school because you're trying to better yourself, right? Let's just say that in the entirety of it, right? You're sitting up here literally depriving yourself sometimes probably of food, sleep, everything in between to try to get to where you're trying to go. And it seems like every time you turn around, it's always something. Or what you're trying to do. And like I say, again, bringing it back to the narrative of my situation, I have a full-time job. I'm still a freelance makeup artist and I'm still an influencer. So I'm juggling three hats on still top of trying to be a daughter. Also on top of that, still having to be a sister and still having to be a lover and also still being a friend. So when you juggle that many hats and you know, and everything else. And then the one main thing that you have for yourself, that's for you, that's your dream, right? You start to ask yourself, okay, if I am struggling this much to make this dream happen, Be For Real said it for me. It's like, am I doing the wrong thing? Am I trying to go after the wrong dream? What am I supposed to do? And then it makes you wonder to yourself, is this dream ever going to really be in a reality? Because it's like, I've been fighting for it for so long, or I've been doing this, I've been going without sleep, or I've been making these sacrifices and, you know, trying to do the research that, you know, everything it is in order to make the main thing that you love doing so much actually a reality. And you ask to yourself, it's like, why not me? And then you start to question your worth and whether or not you're good enough to make it, because it's so much harder compared to what you see happening for other people that are in the same line of avenue for you. Even people that you may love that are your friends that are doing some of the same things that you're doing, you're so happy for them and proud for them, but you're like, what did they do differently that I'm not doing? And you're literally questioning your own worth and the validity of what you're doing. You're like, okay, wait a minute. Maybe what if I'm doing is not good enough and that's why it's not going anywhere? What if maybe I'm only just getting a sector of what it really is, and I'm really supposed to be doing something else. And then the thing is, though, that always brings you back is when you get that beautiful moment of people acknowledging you, and not even just the people acknowledging you, but when you feel connected to somebody that relates to what you're saying or what you're doing or what you're putting out there, and you say to yourself, you know what? That's why it's worth it. So right now, to anybody that's listening, and you say to yourself, you know what? I don't know. You could be making cups or tumblers or t-shirts or whatever it is. When you have that one person that either buys your product or that one person that comes to you and be like, hey, I love what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. That is why I continue to do what I do, even though I'm not going to lie. Right now, I feel like I'm in a creative fog because I feel like everything that I try to touch creatively, it just doesn't go anywhere. It just kind of fizzles. Hell, even the podcast right now, if I'm being honest, you know what I'm saying? And really just in the reality of it, you question so many things that you're doing because people will tell you, oh, you got a voice for this, or you can do this, or you can do that. You're so talented. And you're like, am I really? Am I that talented? Because I'm still struggling. But the real reality of it is I do these things because it's still a part of me and it's something that I love to do. I really couldn't picture myself now not doing social media. I spent a lot of years questioning if I was good enough to put myself out there. Because let me tell you something, doing something that you love to do, it will test you in a lot of ways. And what I mean by that, it will really, like I say again on the episode, it'll make your mental. Because overall, when you finally work up the nerve to do it, you probably took 17 different times to even do the one thing that you wanted to do because you already told yourself you were going to fail. That was the first mistake, right? So you contemplated even going after your dream because you already told yourself, this is not going to work. I'm going to fail, right? But that dream is still haunting you in the back of your head. And you're like, I still got to try, right? So then you go ahead and give it a try. But then next thing you know, something else comes up or you don't get the feedback that you want. And so then it goes back to that first notion that of thinking you're going to fail. But the problem is now you love doing what you're doing because you knew that you were going to enjoy it, but it's still not resulting in what you wanted to result in. This is for those people and myself included. Don't necessarily do it anymore because you're waiting for the outcome of your big breakthrough. Do it and see it through because this is what you've always wanted to do. You'll never be able to accomplish your dreams if you always live in fear. Fear is the number one thing that stops dreams from ever coming alive. And I want you to understand something if you're listening to this right now and if you're watching this right now. You could have always say that, yes, I failed. But do you even know if it could have ever been if you've never tried it? And the real reality of it is everything comes in its time and in its season. Maybe you meant to start the dream now, but the dream will come to full fruition next season. You just never know, but you'll never actually see it through if you never tried to begin with. And that is the most important thing of all. You have to be willing to say that I'm going to try. Because if you say that you're going to fail, you still never gave it a try. And to me, even if nothing comes of my social media career and I'm just a one-hit wonder, shout out to Sammy because it seemed like he just did like 2 songs and then he was just like, you know what I'm talking about? I like the way you look. Okay, sorry, I'm millennial. If you don't know the song, look it up. All right. But anyway, the point of what I'm saying is at least those same people that were one hit wonders, they tried and they had their glimmer in the light. And even still, people still remember them. That is still a moment worth mattering. And so at the end of the day, more than anything else, if you're listening to me on your airwaves right now, whether you're going for a drive or whatever it is, you still matter. Even if you feel like you don't matter to anybody, you still matter to yourself. And that's the most important thing. Okay. So more than anything else, I'm going to leave you guys with this. I want you to have beautiful days, beautiful dreams, and allow yourself to dream out loud. And what I mean by that is allow yourself to just be free about what you want to do. Don't hold any restrictions to it. Give it a fair chance and give it a real chance. And that's what makes a difference with people that make it and people that don't. Because sometimes we have to be honest with ourselves. Are we really giving it everything we got? And sometimes I ask myself too, and I'm like, you know what? That might be the reason why some things are not coming to fruition. Because let me tell y'all something. When I tell you I got so many skits up here in my noggin, it's insane. So many ideas that I've come up with or videos that I wanted to make, but I would never make the time to do it. Because the problem was I was trying to juggle so many hats with work and everything else. And sometimes in order to make your dreams a reality, you got to sacrifice something. And what I mean by that, I'm not saying to just up and quit your job. What I'm saying is you may have to learn to find a balance of maybe going to bed a little bit later so then you can make your dream a reality, or in putting in a little bit more money into the investment of what you're trying to do, which is yourself. Nobody is going to invest in you like you do. And something I'm really realizing now listening to myself is, how much am I willing to invest in myself? I'm willing to stay up for stupid stuff. Like me and my partner, we like to stay up and watch anime. In that time frame, I could have told him, hey, babe, look, I need to work on this real quick. I need to do this video, shoot this video. I need to edit this video and get this out here or whatever. But that's the main part of investing in yourself. What are you willing to do to help yourself propel forward to make your dreams a reality? And in the grand scheme of things, sometimes you got to make certain sacrifices in order for the reality to really be what you want it to be. And that's really more than anything else. You are the best investment that you can ever make is on yourself. So you guys, of course, again, thank you guys for tuning in to the podcast, your favorite cousin, because I know I'm your favorite. And all as always, you guys, if you have your questions or your stories that you want to hear on the podcast on the next episode, because you could be the next story, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you send in your questions to the Ask Your Cousin podcast email. It is askyourcousin@gmail.com. The cousin is spelled C-U-Z-Z-I-N. And next time we could possibly read your story or also answer your question on the airways, okay? So, of course, I love you guys. I wish you nothing but the best and many more things and blessings to come. Until next time.